Tuesday night, Chovos Halvodos, Shara Bitochon. We're going in the Psicha, the benefits of Bitochon. The second benefit is your independence to talk up against evil, your independence to develop your own values, your independence to do what you think is beneficial for you. Beneficial for you in Ruchnius. We're talking about the benefits in Ruchnius. This has to do with everything. Where you go to yeshiva, where you send your kids to yeshiva, where you daven, who your friends are. That you're not looking at what other people think of you. And you're not afraid to speak up against evildoers. You're not, right, someone's doing something wrong, you speak up. You're not afraid how it'll... Or it can even be you're in a workplace that demands... Sometimes people are in a workplace that they have to talk Lashon Hara, they have to... maybe in the Nyanei Tznius is not a good place to be, but they're worried about their jobs. Or the boss asks them to do something that's not honest, or maybe has to do with Shabbos, I mean, whatever. It can be a lot of things.
Should I lose my job?
For what?
Let's say,
like you
said over here,
should
I lose my job for it?
For what?
To
That's a shalom halacha. The Chavis Halvodos is not a halacha sefer. His point is, you will give tochacha if and when it's appropriate, and you won't let other cheshbonos come into play. You won't be afraid of losing your job if it's appropriate to give tochacha. If it's not appropriate to give tochacha, then you shouldn't give. Appropriate, I'm talking about in halacha. He's not paskening shairos now, he's talking about attitudes. He's talking about what motivates you. There are people that are scared of losing their jobs. They put up with a lot of things because they say, where's my parnasa going to come from? Well, what do I do if the boss gets angry at me? Or what do I do if my workers don't like me? And that's how they do so many things in life. And you're liberated from that when you have bitachon. So that's number two. He'll shed himself when he gives them musar. Okay, he's talking in extremes. Avadi, you're not allowed to embarrass someone when you give them musar. He's talking about he should embarrass them, he shouldn't be afraid of them. He doesn't mean it literally in a way that it's usur to embarrass them when you give tochacha, of course. He's just talking in extremes, that no matter, you know, your cheshbonos are not based on what they will, on their reactions. He won't be machnif. Chanifa is a terrible thing. Chanifa allows a lot of evil to go on in the world, goes on, because people approve of it, or either passively or implicitly. They let things go on because they're afraid for themselves. That's why Kat Chanefim is one of the four Kito Shenen Royan Pnei Shechina. Say, what's the big deal? Like, you know, it's not Dvarim Home, then Bruma Shalom, one should think. Chanefim means you praise evildoers, or you let them think that you approve of their actions. So that, it's Taka, you see from the Chavis Halvodos also, I mean, you see from that member of Chazal, that is, Chazal understood that if, when society disapproves of behavior, the behavior stops over 5 years, over 10 years. When society started disapproving of smoking, so smoking, all the musar in the world didn't help for smoking. Then it became not cool to smoke, and society disapproved of it. Yeah. When a person feels that when he does something wrong, people look down on him, so then he doesn't do it. And that's why Kat Chanefim contribute to a lot of kulkulim in the world. A person with bitachon, I don't want to get off the subject, a person with bitachon will not fall prey to that Isser of Hanifa. K'maymar Anobi v'Hashem Elokim Yazor Li, Al Kain Lo Nichlamti, Al Kain Samti Ponai Kachalomish, I've made my face my like a rock, V'Eda Ki Lo Evosh, V'Amar Al Tira Mehem, V'Divreyam Al Tira, V'Amar M'Divreyam Al Tira Mehem Al Techos, V'Amar Al Tira Mehem, V'Amar Kishomer Chozok Mitzor, stronger than a rock, Nosati Mitzchech, Lo Sirim Osom Lo Seichas Mit Mehem. You'll notice that all the psukim he brings down are talking about Nevi'im. This could cause a person to say, what's the tzushtel here? Certainly if Hashem sends a Novi on a shlichus, so he's not supposed to be afraid. You know, Hashem's protecting him. But, like, what does it have to do with my life? How can you bring down these psukim to an attitude? The answer is that in the sense that everybody's on a shlichus from Hashem. I mean, that's the simple answer. And everybody's in the position of a Navi. Hashem doesn't have to speak to us explicitly, but everybody has things he has to accomplish. So, just like the Navi says, Hashem sent me to do something, Hashem sent me on a shlichus, so I'm not going to be deterred by what people say, or think, or smirk, or... So the Baal Bitachon, who's not afraid of suffering any loss because he's doing the right thing, so these psukim apply to him as well. So that's two benefits so far. Benefit number one was twofold. You're living with Hashem and you get results. Number two is you're not afraid of speaking up against evil. You're not afraid of, not just afraid, you're not deterred to speak up against evil by, you know, calling a spade, and you end up, you find yourself, you find your own values, you don't just go along with the crowd because of what people say and think, and what my daughter do a shidduch. Okay, that's number two. Benefit number two, you're free. It frees you. Benefit number three, Umehem, page Kuf Chav Dalid, nine lines from the bottom. Shabbateach al Hashem, Yifdiyehu Bitchono, again, he's talking about benefits in Olam Haba, spiritual benefits. The psicha goes through spiritual benefits and temporal, secular benefits. Spiritual benefit number three is Shabbateach al Hashem, Yifdiyehu Bitchono, Lufanos Machshavosov, Minyoni Ha'olam. What do people think about all day? They think about if they're going to be able to meet the mortgage. They think about what they should do. They think about their business. They think about how they're going to accomplish at work. They think about if their boss is happy with them, if their boss is not happy with them, if they're going to be able to do the job they're supposed to do. It's in their minds. A woman has to daven, let's say she wants to daven. She's afraid she'll miss a phone call. She won't be able to... She applied for a job, she's waiting for an answer. Our minds are full of tensions and stresses and nervousness and anxieties. That's the word I'm looking for. And therefore, it's hard to have a clear mind. It's hard to have a clear mind to daven Shmoneh Esrei. It's hard to have a clear mind to come tonight, say there. Everybody, their minds are full of anxieties and stresses and nervousness. So he says, benefit number three is... What's the name? Magic slate. Not etch a sketch. The one that clears. What? Magic slate. Whatever. You clear your mind. You have bitachon, your mind's clear. You're not going to miss the phone call. You're not going to miss doing what you're supposed to do at work. You don't have to be obsessed and always have in mind these things that are going on in your life. You have bitachon, you can put yourself on automatic, on hold. You don't have to think about it now. Hashem's taking care. You're free to daven like a mensch, to learn like a mensch, to devote time to learning. Kitzur, it makes you stress and anxiety free. That's number three. Umehem shabateach al Hashem, yivyeh b'tchon olafanos machshavosof, to clear his mind, menyoni ha'olam, not to be always thinking about what's going on in this world, even necessary things. But you don't always have to have that in mind. He's ready to listen to Hashem. He'll have serenity. He'll be calm. He'll be in a good mood. He'll be smiling. He'll be cheerful. He'll be optimistic. He's not beset with worries and anxieties and nervousness. Okay, it goes off on a tangent, but not really. In Chaim Halevitz's times, they believed in alchemy. Alchemists is the name of the umnas. They believed in alchemy. They could believe you could turn things into gold. You could take metals and turn it into gold. It doesn't matter if it's true, it's not true, you can't. Theoretically, you could. I mean, why not? Everything's just the configuration of the atoms or molecules or whatever it is. Akabana, we know you can't. They were fakers. But in Chabad Zalbavus himself, Chas V'Shalom, believed that you could. And it's not really the point. His point is, if you had to think of the most, if I think of a person that's totally stress-free, he has no worries or anxieties in the world, why not? What person do you think of? I'm not talking about a Baal Bitachon. That's going to be his point. Think of all the people you know. What's a dugma? Who do you imagine? What kind of a person do you imagine has no worries in the world? He's worry-free, stress-free. He can do what he wants. He wants to stay home tomorrow and learn all day. He could do whatever he wants. Why? No, everybody has things to take care of. What? That's one guy. But on the other extreme, if you imagine a guy with a limitless source of money, a limitless source of money. If you think about it, you say, I don't have any problems. I'm sick, I'll hire a doctor. My kid's not doing well in school, I'll hire a tutor. Still not doing well in school, I'll build a school. If you imagine a person with a limitless supply of funds, limitless. Bill Gates. I doesn't know what to do with his money. So anything, he can build a whole new world. He doesn't have to. He could hire, he could buy, he could rent, he could sell, he could do anything. So his picture of such a person is the alchemist. The alchemist has as much gold as he wants. He could take anything that there is, and he could change it into gold. I would call it, we would say, a counterfeiter. Someone who really could counterfeit money well. So he just has a limitless supply of money. You think it's someone that has his father's credit card. Right? That's another example. So he says, take the person that you think is the most stress-free, has the most libo ponui, and a clear head, and a clear mind, to be able to be Oved Hashem. So you think it's the wealthy individual, the guy that has it all, the guy that has money. So he's now going to go through 10 differences. He's like going to digress a little. He's giving us a list of benefits of having bitachon. He didn't start teaching us yet how to develop bitachon. That's going to come in Perek Aleph. The psicha is to whet your appetite and to tell you how good bitachon is. In the middle of benefit number 3 in Ruchnius, that's what we're up to now, he goes off a little because he says, Libo Ponui, more than the alchemist. And I'll give you 10 ways in which the serenity and the calmness and the stress-free mind of the Baal Bitachon is more calm and more serene and more and less nervous and more anxiety-free than the alchemist, the person who can counterfeit money and just presses a button like you have to have by banks. You know, they have they have their machines that make money, you know, you ever go to them? Yeah, you press it, you put in your secret number, and it prints money. Schmack. So you have as much money as you want, and he's going to say 10 milers to Baal Bitochon has over a counterfeiter who has a limitless supply.